spread the word about this. Make sure
you're going to hear a siren when you don't expect it.
Yeah, make sure everybody knows so they know what that is and why they're hearing it. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with an 84-year-old white man in Kansas City, Missouri, who's been charged with assault in the first degree and armed criminal action for allegedly shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake. Clay County prosecutor Zach Thompson.
I can tell you there was a racial component to the case.
More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Shortly before prosecutors announced charges against Andrew Lester, attorneys Ben Crump and Lee Merritt say the family of Ralph Yarl got a call from President Biden. They say he offered the family of the 16-year-old his prayers for Ralph's health and for justice. The attorneys say in their statement, our children should feel safe, not as though they are being hunted.
The wounded teenager is back home recovering. A homeowner in upstate New York's been charged with second-degree murder for firing at a car full of young people who'd turned into the wrong driveway. A 20-year-old riding inside was killed. This woman in Hebron weighs in.
It never occurred to me that it would cost me my life to take a wrong turn up someone's driveway. He just didn't give these kids a chance at all.
Officials say they've been looking for a friend's home. A grand jury in Ohio has voted not to charge 8 police officers in the shooting death of a 25-year-old black driver named Jayland Walker. He ran away during an attempted traffic stop and a car chase in Akron. The Walker's attorney, Bobby DiCello.
The family of Jayland Walker's hearts have been destroyed. His body has been destroyed. And our faith in this community, its leadership has been destroyed.
Officers fired 94 shots and hit Walker 46 times. He was unarmed, but a gun was found inside his car. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich stood inside a glass cage in a courtroom in Moscow today to appeal his detention on spying charges. He could face up to 20 years if he's convicted. Russia's president made a surprise visit to occupied Ukraine. Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
His dark suit and tie contrasting with the military fatigues around him. Vladimir Putin is seen visiting Russian command posts in the southern Kherson and Luhansk regions. He asks for status reports on Kherson and Zaporizhia and presents the men with icons based on those used by Russian forces in the 19th century.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says all American diplomats are okay after their convoy came under fire in Sudan.
This action was reckless. It was irresponsible. And, of course, unsafe.
The UN Human Rights Office says at least 185 people have been killed, more than 1,800 injured, in 4 days of clashes between the Sudanese army and a powerful rival battling for control of the country. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good out there. Welcome to The Morning Show at WFHR. 8:04 on the clock. Got Melissa and James here with you, and we're joined right now by our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear you, Paul. We had our phones down yesterday. We weren't able to touch base with you. How you doing?
Not too bad. I was wondering if the snow blew him down or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I actually was wondering for a second there. I almost messaged you guys off air and everything, like, hey, it wasn't personal. And just because we got the bad weather didn't mean that we didn't want to talk to you. Like,
our relationship is not over.
We're giving you the silent treatment or something like that because we didn't like the weather. Paul, I don't like to keep you, Paul, but I did. I couldn't wait to talk to you this morning because I did see last night that we had some record things happen over the last couple of days. I don't know if you saw this or not. Yesterday we had a record amount of snow, 2.8 inches, when we had two before that back in 1907. And then I see in 1949 we had 33 inches. Our record cold temperature, we had 32 yesterday as a record low. The previous record was 33 back in 1949. Did you happen to see any of that?
Yeah, and certainly, you know, our record snowfall, we got lucky. It's as hard as it is to imagine, we got pretty lucky. We hit a record amount of snowfall, but we could have had a lot worse.
Yeah.
I heard not too far west, you guys, they got nailed with like 18 to 20 inches out towards Loyal and Neillsville, that area.
Yeah, so, Melissa lives out in Abbotsford, a little up that way. And yeah, she knows exactly what you're talking about.
We got lots of snow.
What is it looking like for today and going forward here, Paul?
It is looking quite nice out there today, certainly compares in the last couple of days here for us. We enjoy that sunshine and temperatures on the way to about 47. Winds out of the northwest still around 10 to 20. But otherwise tonight, clear into the evening, some clouds roll in late, lows to about 29. And that looks like we'll get into some rain showers here on Wednesday with this next system already building in. So not a lot of respite between that one that hit us yesterday still and the one coming up here tomorrow. 44 on Wednesday. More showers Wednesday night, 38. And then rain showers Thursday, mid-50s. Winds out of the southeast, 10 to 20. Scattered showers Thursday night, mid-30s. Friday's high is about 50 with more clouds and Sunday maybe a couple showers. Shower chance turns to a few snow showers Friday night, 29 for the low. Still pretty chilly into the weekend with these temps with about 44. Some clouds Saturday, maybe a few snow showers or some rain mixed in. And then more upper 40s by Sunday with lingering clouds and breaks of sun. Back into some 50s early next week. But our kind of rough ride of spring weather continues here a little bit more longer yet.
We're definitely going to be earning those 50s. We got to work for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Appreciate you, Paul. It is really good to talk to you. We'll talk more tomorrow. You have a great day, sir.
You bet. You guys, too.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business right there, friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. That's good to talk to him.
Yeah, hey. And it doesn't honestly sound all that bad.
No. Now, if it was June, then this would really be really bad. I'm with you.
We're in April.
Yeah, I thought the last couple of weeks were a gift, and was just enjoying wearing tennis shoes.
It was just crazy to have 80-degree weather.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Like, literally crazy. Like, it's not like we're just throwing that around. Like, that's insane. That should not be happening, really, usually and stuff. So, interesting. We'll talk more with Paul tomorrow. Looking forward to that. So, I don't know. I think some positive stuff on the horizon.
I think the snows will be melting, but watch your basements for flooding, and obviously be careful around running the rivers right now because things are running high and it's dangerous, so be careful.
Yeah, I got a bunch of my friends that are love fishing and everything, and were asked me to bring that up on the air, reminding fishermen out there that the water, you know, it's getting high. Hey, you could drop your line and 5 minutes later, you know, have to move because of the water and everything.
Well, and they're also recommending to be careful on riverbanks because they're not, you know, on their normal spot, and with the water's rising. And so your friend's got it right. Be careful.
He was fishing over in Nakusa, and he sets his line. He's sitting there, and all of a sudden his feet are getting wet. He's like, "Oh, I got to back up here," and everything. Mm-hmm. Today is tax day, and very few people enjoy doing their taxes, even if they have an accountant to do the heavy lifting, and even if they're getting money back from the government. What's that like? I've never heard of that. In a new poll, people would rather do these not-so-fun things than their taxes, and I just kind of find these things funny. You know,
would you rather do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally, in real life, I'll be honest, I think when a friend asks me...
Would you rather?
Yeah. I always find those questions, frustrating. because it's there's never you never would rather do either one of the
things. There are always two choices you don't really want
and
to
my
deal with.
My friends know I don't like them, so of course they like to do that to me all the time.
That
and
makes
stuff,
perfect
so.
Sense.
This one's kind of fun to me. In a new poll, people would rather do these not so fun things than their taxes. 49% of people would rather go through jury duty.
You know, and I would agree with that because I actually found jury duty fascinating. The one of the trials that I had to sit through was awful. But the other one was like a traffic situation with a small domestic dispute that wasn't violent towards people. So just watching the process in person was really interesting, I found.
As if the audience didn't think I wasn't weird enough already, I'm just going to add to that factor a little bit. Not only have I never done jury duty, I'm one of the few people that wants to. I grew up in a law family. My mom's side of the family were all attorneys and stenographers
so you have some
and everything.
Insight into it.
Yeah, and I've always just found law interesting.
Pick me.
I have also had to go to court quite a few times in my life, and that is not as much fun. That is not as interesting.
No, much better to be in the jury box than outside of it.
Yeah, I'd like to know what that's like. I feel like that's going to be kind of interesting. I haven't done it before, though, either, so I don't know if I'd like it or not. I just know I'd like to try. I'd like to experience.
I think it's something that all people should experience.
Oh, I definitely think that. I agree with that.
Working in fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
It gives you a perspective into humanity that I think is very beneficial.
If I could piggyback off that, I think everybody should do some form of retail. Some form of working with customers and knowing what it's like to be a a retailer
on the opposite
side of it and everything. I like that idea a lot. That's a great idea. 36% would rather talk to their kids about the birds and the bees.
Well, it's a necessary conversation that you need to have. Might as well get it out of the way one of these years when it's age appropriate.
I did have this conversation with my son and my youngest daughter, but I didn't really have the conversation with my dad. Where I was growing up in the city, all my friends were like 3-4 years older than me. So my buddy Johnson and Jamal, they were the ones that told me about the birds and the bees. My dad comes to me one day, probably a year, I don't know how long later, but it was much later, and like, hey, Jimmy, we ever talk about, like what? He's like, I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean? He's like, bow chicka chick bow wow.
Great, Dad. Great.
I'm like, I already know. He's like, cool. That was it. That was the end of the conversation.
My parents gave me a book.
Okay.
But I would say that it's better if the parent can have the conversation with the child so they're not finding out about it from their friends.
Oh, yeah. My sister and my youngest brother and stuff, I'm positive that my mother and daughter had the conversation with them. My mother and dad had the conversation with them and everything. I was different. I grew up fast and I was a knucklehead and it was very difficult for them to...
Well, and it is a difficult conversation to have, but it's a necessary one.
Yeah. 26% would rather miss a connecting flight. Ooh.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, I would not rather do that.
No, forget that. Nah. 16% would rather spend a night in jail. Those are people who have never spent a night in jail. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that those are people who have never actually spent a night in jail.
I'm going to concur with that.
As somebody who has spent a night in jail, I will tell you, I will do your taxes and my taxes before spending a night in jail.
Agreed.
Ain't nobody that's ever spent a night in jail that would agree, that would actually
say that.
They've only
seen it on TV.
Yeah.
Or those reality jail shows.
And much like action movies, just because you've seen an action movie doesn't mean you know how you would handle a gun being pointed at you. No different than how you would handle a night in jail. They're not like the movies.
Nope.
Nothing like the movies.
And you probably don't get your own cell.
Right. Yeah. You damn sure don't. 15% would rather swim with sharks. You're fools. As you're being eaten by the shark, are you thinking, oh, if only I had just stayed home and done my taxes?
No, like, but they know how to stop it. You just got to bop them on the nose, right?
Yeah.
But the word in there is the plural form of shark. sharks.
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. You might be able to get the one guy off, right? But I don't know his
buddy.
What
about the guy behind him?
That's a good point. I didn't catch that. I also feel like that whole bopping on the nose thing is something that I'm actually like a shark's got my leg and I'm trying it and the shark's just like looking at me like, so? I'm a shark. You realize I've never had to evolve. I'm the only thing on this planet that has never, you've had to evolve. Your species has had to evolve more than mine. I'm a shark. I've been this way since day one.
Now, if there was a cage involved, like inside the cage, sharks on the outside, sure. I'll do that before I do my taxes. Because that would be interesting.
I'm very intrigued to do that. Mm-hmm. The whole being in a cage when the sharks are around, swimming around juice thing. Yeah, yeah, I'm very intrigued by that. However, I'm not going into one of those rickety cages.
Oh, no.
I'm not going into one of those.
This has got to be like a titanium.
Yeah, this isn't something I'm paying a guy $5 and, you know, he's got this little cage he just whips into the water.
No.
I'm checking this thing out before. I'm getting in it before it even gets in the water and checking it out, like moving bars and everything and checking.
Testing all the connections.
How's the lock on this thing? All right, I got it. The guy's telling me, he's like, you realize the sharks don't have fingers, right?
Right, keys.
Like, I don't know. I'm not taking any chances. No, my luck, I'll get down there, and I think I got the sharks up. I got the upper hand on the shark, and all of a sudden, he's got like a locksmith.
Octopus comes by.
The octopus comes by.
Let me just open this up.
He's a lock picker. He's like, wait a minute. Pull me up.
I need to escape.
13% would rather drink expired milk. Again, you haven't done it. If you've drank an expired milk.
No thanks.
God bless her. I miss her every day. My Nana treated me like a king, literally.
Oh, I remember this
story. Yeah. She sent me to school with the expired milk.
Oh, nah.
She never forgave herself for it. I never was mad at her for it or anything.
Well, no,
but
that's not something you do on purpose and you would feel horrible about. I would rather do my taxes.
Yeah. That had to have been like sixth grade or something like that. Mm. I can still remember the taste of that. Like, little. Yeah. Oh. Those things would go only get you one free pass on doing your taxes. But hypothetically, what would you do to be able to live tax-free forever? 39% said they would move to a different country.
Okay.
That may involve some other things too.
Right.
37% would get an IRS tattoo. Okay, interesting. That's kind of funny.
That is funny.
Why are you walking around with an IRS tattoo?
Because now I don't have to pay my taxes.
And I'd be so proud of that. Yeah, right? I'd be very proud of that.
Like, put it on my forehead.
I would say I would get that if I didn't have to get it somewhere too obvious.
Like your forehead?
Yeah. But at the same time, that, you know, yeah. 23% would stop talking for 6 months.
Stop talking for 6 months.
Yeah. We literally can't do that. It's kind of our job. Maybe a little tough for us.
Mm-hmm.
22% would give up sex. You're insane.
Yeah.
You're insane.
Or you just don't enjoy sex.
Now this one, the other things I was saying, that you have an experience, a night in jail or drink expired milk or whatever. This one, I'm, you haven't been without it. If you've been without it, you would not give it up. 22%. That's insane. 14% would name a child taxes.
Name your... that's just mean. That's mean because this doesn't really do anything to you.
Taxes, come here. Come here, taxes. Time to come in for dinner.
That sounded like you were calling your dog, James.
It does. No teacher would ever believe taxes. Is taxes here today? No teacher's ever going to believe that name. That poor child.
That's just wrong.
Is it any better than Apple or like some of the names that celebrities give their kids, though?
No, it's not better.
It's not better, but it's also not great.
But it's also not a good alternative to getting out of paying your taxes because it doesn't affect you.
No,
it affects somebody else.
Yeah, that's not, that ain't right. Yeah,
you would have to change your name to taxes.
That's a different story, yes. And 10% would spend 3 years cleaning prison toilets.
Yeah, I'd do that.
I'll say that. I'd do that. And I also assume that I thought the 3 years was awfully detailed. Like, that just seems very specific.
Amount of time.
Specific year, like 3 years. That threw me off a little bit.
Well, it's got to be, worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the moving to another country thing, are you thinking that other countries don't, like, charge taxes? Because, like the whole Cayman Islands thing, like, about, like, hiding your money in the Cayman Islands or something like that. Like, I think people really over-exaggerate that stuff. Again, not like the movies.
No, not like the movies. But also, I don't understand how taxes are different elsewhere, obviously. And I don't understand how they are. Maybe there are places where... I think that they're automatically taken out, like that people don't have to file their taxes, but it's they still are paying taxes.
There are remote islands, the Middle East, Somalia, places like that, off the top of my head, that don't. But yeah, for the most part.
There's other things about living in Somalia that maybe wouldn't be so great.
I'm guessing that especially, I love this. I love this idea. The idea of this type of American that the government's insane, blah, blah, blah. Everything's horrible, blah. I want to go back to a better time and all these things and stuff. You know what? I'm moving. I'll show them. I'm going to move out of this country. That's how what I'll do. And then you show up in the Middle East. Yeah, and see how long you last. Mm. I mean, the heat alone would probably destroy most Americans over there, let alone the lack of freedoms that we experience here.
Yeah.
People just don't, and I am included in this, we just don't understand what we have. No. I appreciate it every day, and I don't think I appreciate it enough. I've never lived in another country. I've never even been outside of America. I literally don't know have any better any better idea. What I do know is having friends and know people from other countries, having relatives from other countries, and being an immigrant family, and understanding how damn fortunate I am to have been born in this country, that my brother and sister were, that my children were, like appreciating what we have. Doesn't mean you can't help. Doesn't mean that you cannot hold this country accountable. Like, there's this weird balance of, like, only certain people can complain about America. Otherwise, the other people that do are un-American. Like, that makes no sense. That's because I love this country. It's because I hold it accountable for its things that means I love it. Mm-hmm. You don't love something if you don't hold it accountable.
No, if you just put it up on a pedestal, that doesn't serve the purpose.
That's fascination. That's obsession. That's not love. There is an issue with a lot of fellow Americans of ours with the difference of loving your country and being obsessed and looking insane. There's a huge difference between those two.
Yes.
We deal with this in life all the time. If you have a loved one, do you let them get away with bloody murder? Do you just let them roll game on you and then never hold them accountable for anything? Of course not.
Take advantage of you
That's not love.
Set boundaries. That is not love.
That's not love. If you really love this country, you not only can hold it up for its positives, but also hold it accountable for its negatives.
Nobody is above the law.
No one. No thing is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I feel like doing some celebrating. How do you feel about that, Melissa?
Yeah,
let's do that. We'll come back after our commercial break and do Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Home Furniture and Design has truck after truck arriving daily with loads of Lazy Boy furniture. Come in and find a genuine Lazy Boy recliner, sofa, sectional, or power chair to kick back and relax and take it home with you today. The best recliner available in the world at amazing low prices. And you can pick it out and take it with you today at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Owning livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Egg Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Egg Country office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs level off around 47. Today, under clear skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows dip down to about 29. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. If you are hungry, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And if you are celebrating a birthday today or any of these days coming up, get on over there, let them know it's your birthday, and you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Mm-hmm. Pie good, is good.
Good stuff right there, that's for sure. Melissa, I need you to give me a 1 through 3.
Let's go with 2.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Robert Hilke.
Oh, happy birthday, Robert.
Robert can't qualify. He is Pam's brother-in-law, and we wish a good morning to Robert out in Palatine.
Mm.
Great man. Great guy.
Awesome.
Love Robert. Good guy. Happy birthday, Robert. Enjoy your
it.
Day. Yeah. Also want to wish happy birthday to Leah Brost.
Ooh, happy birthday, Leah.
Leah's awesome. She's one of the stylists over at Fantastic Sam's, along with Kelly, the girl who does my hair and everything.
Nice.
Leah's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a great day, Leah. Enjoy
Appreciate
it.
Appreciate our hairstylist.
Absolutely. Yes. Man, we really got that feeling during the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Like, when we weren't able to get to our stylists, like, a lot of people were really missing their hairstylists.
Mm-hmm.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday to a former colleague of ours, Mr. Mark Erdman.
Oh, happy birthday, Mark.
Former employee of WFHR and WWRW Radio. Mark, we saw Mark a little while ago when we had our open house and everything.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Mark came by and everything. It was good to see him. Hope you're doing well, Mark. Enjoy your day, sir. And our qualifier today, Darcy Laudenbach.
Happy birthday, Darcy.
Darcy, enjoy your day. I've mentioned this before because I believe we've had Darcy's name before. One of my favorite, I love that name. Darcy's a great name. Laudenbach's a great name, too. Like, both of those, great.
Just double whammy there.
Yeah, it's a great
way
name.
To go, Darcy.
Darcy's our qualifier. Congratulations, Darcy. We want to thank everybody that sent us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them coming, everybody. Keep sending them to us. We want to spend more, want to have more and more of our local birthdays. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can email James. Email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm. You can send it on our Facebook page. Any way you got to get it to us, and we will love to celebrate you.
Mm-hmm. Taking a look at our celebrity list real quick. Let's see here. Allie Shawcott is 34. I have never known how to say her last name. I feel horrible. She's a great actor. She is Maybe on Arrested Development.
Oh, okay.
She was in a TV show, Search Party. I don't know if that's still on or not, but I saw the first season and she was good in it. She's a good actor. She's gotten starting to directing too. But she's good at what she does.
Okay.
Let's see here. America Ferrara is 39.
Really?
She was, of course, Betty on Ugly Betty. That's where she got her big break and everything. Amy on Superstore. She's good. I like her. She's mm-hmm. a good actor.
Yeah, no, I very much enjoy her as well. I'm surprised she's that old.
Yeah. The really talented Reeve Carney is 40. He was Riff Raff in the Rocky Horror Picture Show remake, the immortal Dorian Gray in Penny Dreadful.
Oh.
He was really good in Penny Dreadful. That was an underrated TV show. That was a pretty good show.
I never watched it.
It was pretty good. I didn't like the way it ended. I didn't like a lot of the third season, but it was pretty darn good right up until then.
Oh, he's in Hadestown?
Cool. That's another one. Miguel Cabrera is 40 years old, Detroit Tigers MVP. Miggy signed a 10-year record-breaking contract back in 2004 that netted him almost $300 million. That's what they say about him. Wow. Miguel Cabrera is also the last guy to hit for the Triple Crown. Like, many of us baseball fans got to see somebody actually hit the Triple Crown in our lifetime. That's when you lead the league in runs, home runs, RBIs, and batting average.
Really?
Yeah, and he led the league in all three of those. Like, that's incredible. That's the only time any of us, at least most of us, have ever seen it in our lifetimes. It's incredible. They should be mentioning that about him.
And his name is Miguel and his nickname is Miggy.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
That's a great nickname, right?
Yeah.
Baseball has the best nicknames. They definitely do. Kourtney Kardashian is 44. I don't mean this in a mean way, but I know literally nothing about the Kardashians other than that their names. So I'm not at all trying to be mean here. Just, you know, I move on. I don't want it to seem like I'm trying to be mean. I just don't know anything about
them. I just couldn't care less.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. Melissa Joan Hart is 47.
Aha.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch,
yes.
Melissa and Joey. She was also on the short-lived Netflix show No Good Nick. I like her.
Mm-hmm. She does a lot of like self-deprecating like cameos and things like that that I always find funny.
And I just, she was in a lot of my childhood, it seems like, that
yes,
she was very, yeah. The Clarissa, I saw that a few times, Sabrina, of course.
I forgot about Clarissa Explains It All.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister was a big fan of that. She was a big fan of Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and I hadn't really thought about this, but yeah, you're right. She was a big part of like a lot of kids' childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw any of those shows, but I know my sister really loved them, and Eli Roth is 51. Good director. Death Wish, Hostel. He's done a lot of those kind of movies, but he's a very good director. One of my favorite actors in the world, Mr. David Tennant, is 52 today.
Wow.
David Tennant, very famously known as he was the 10th Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much where he got his big name. A lot of people also got turned on to him by playing Kilgrave in Jessica Jones.
Okay.
Such a good villain. So good at it. Like borderline, like bothersome. He was so good.
Well, I'm glad I didn't see that before I saw Broadchurch, because he made a really great detective in that show.
Underrated show.
It was really good.
And he's so good in it. One of the things I love about David Tennant is the way he brings up other actors.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say those actors aren't good, but that show's a perfect example of how he brings up other actors. Also, Good Omens on Amazon.
Yes, I was going to mention that one too.
Him as Crowley is, I read the book. And I really enjoyed the book, and it's why I was going to watch the show. And then I see him and Michael Shannon are co-doing the roles together. And they're lifetime friends. They've done theater together and all this. The chemistry in that between those two is some of the best chemistry I've ever seen. And David Tennant brought from page to screen Crowley. Like, Crowley. He was perfect. There's nobody else that could play him. He was so good. God, I love David Tennant. So mm-hmm. good. Maria Bello is 56, forensic psychologist Jacqueline Sloan on NCIS. She was also a Dr. Anna on ER.
Oh, yeah.
Arguably the best boss I've ever had, Mr. Conan O'Brien, is 60 today. Ah, the redheaded scarecrow turns the big 6-0 today. I got to message him. I have to message him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he reads my messages. I don't.
Well, it doesn't hurt to try.
He responded once
to
one.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so nice. He must have read it once.
I can't imagine how many people he's had work for him over the years. That while I look a little silly and everything and look like a fellow scarecrow, I don't know if he'd remember me. But I did make... I know how many times I've told the story, and I'm going to do it, continue until as long as he's with us and everything. I go see his show, and I'm a lifetime fan of his. I know his whole background. I know he got his start on The Simpsons, on Saturday Night Live, and went to The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. He's had the career that I've wanted my whole life and everything. I get in front of him for the first time, and I'm nervous as all get out.
Of course.
And the guy that was a writer on his show and stuff, he's introducing me and the other actors I was there with and everything, and gets to me, and he's like, hey, and this kid's a writer, too. You should hire him and everything. And Conan looks at me, does a up and down, and goes, oh, no, he's too handsome to work here. And I think, now he's obviously joking, but to me, as somebody who's looked up to him my whole career, and I see literally my career flashing before my eyes, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm dreading, and like, ready to panic in this moment. I look at him, and I'm not thinking, I'm like, I can do ugly. I can do ugly. And I made him laugh. And he's like, well, man, you know, and he starts talking to somebody, one of the producers or something like that, and comes back after a little while before we left. He's like, what are you doing for work and everything? And you know, other than the acting and stuff, you ever done any intern work or anything like that? Come by tomorrow. Next 6 months of my life to a year, I was showing up in the Berkeley studios. By the time I was leaving, they knew my name when walking in and everything.
Cool.
The writers on that staff, everybody, I don't have that opportunity, and I can't tell you how many doors have opened up for me because of that opportunity, all because he gave me an opportunity.
Yeah,
just
gave me a chance. Cool. Good
just,
guy.
Couldn't have treated us better on set. I saw Conan do such a good job with people that were nervous before they went on air, and they go on air with him, and he's just they're completely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody so good at what they do as Conan O'Brien. Not Robert Downey Jr., not Robert Duvall, not anybody I've ever been around as far as names, you know, big names or whatever, mm-hmm. That is so natural and so good at what they do. And what you see is what you get. When you see Conan O'Brien interviewing people, and you see him talking in interviews and such, that's him. He's the real deal. Like, that, just a good person. Just a good human being.
Nice.
Happy 60th, Conan. Eric McCormick is 60 also. Will Truman on Will and Grace.
Grant and Travelers. I like Eric McCormick. Good guy. Good actor. Comedian Jeff Dunham is 61. Anistik. He's the ventriloquist that brought us Ahmed and Jose and, Peanut. Isn't Peanut one of the famous one? I think it's Peanut that's the famous one, yeah.
Could be. I'm not sure.
He's funny. And his stand-up can get a little raunchy sometimes, too. So that's
interesting. I never really got into that.
The great Jane Leaves is 62. Daphne on Frasier. Joy on Hot in Cleveland. She's coming back as Daphne on the reboot of Frasier.
Oh.
And let's see here as we look to wrap up our list. The great Rick Moranis is 70 today.
Oh, really?
Ghostbusters, Spaceballs, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Little Shop of Horrors, Parenthood, Barney Rubble and the Flintstones. Mentioned this before. Why did Rick Moranis ever go away? All those hits. He's the king of the 80s and into the 90s and all this. He lost his wife.
Yeah.
And decided that, hey, I want to be a dad. Mm-hmm. I want to take care of my kids.
Yep.
And it's great to see that now he's working again. He's doing little projects here and there and everything. His kids are older. He's able to do this now. And I just admire that so much as somebody who has fought every day since I was 7 years old to get that acting break. I can't imagine walking away unless it was for my kids.
Yeah. And he's never remarried.
Being honest, recently I've been thinking more and more about my future and what I want to do with it. Mm-hmm. And do I want to... We've had some things go on that have made me question about if I want to stay here and continue this. And obviously, if I'm not going to be here, I'm an actor. I'm going to go act.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make it as an actor, there's a lot of ways you can do it nowadays with Skype and Zoom. But you really want to do it, you got to be in the heart of things. I got to be in Los Angeles, in New York, in Chicago. That's where I got to go. So my mind was starting to go there. But the first thing I thought of was I'd be moving away from my kids.
Yep.
I wouldn't be able to have lunch with my daughter anytime I want or those things.
Mm-hmm.
And the decision was made for me.
Yeah.
Like whatever happens to me here or anything is one thing. But as far as me moving to Chicago or any of those things, those days are over, I think. Like I'm not saying I'm set here living here the whole rest of my life or wherever my kids move, I'm going to move or something like that. But for as long as I have this, as long as we have, you don't know where life's going to take you.
No.
As long as I got it, I'm going to take advantage of being able to have coffee with my kids anytime I want and those kind of things.
Family is important.
So Rick Moranis was a big influence for me as a young person, learning from him as an actor, his comedic timing, a lot of that stuff I learned from. I didn't expect that as an adult, his lesson would be a lesson for me as
well. What priorities are important.
I don't want to sound like I know it all what he went through or any of those things. No. It's not at all the same thing. What he did was much different, but just was an influence on me. Definitely had an impact.
Yeah.
That is going to do it for our list for today. We don't have any people no longer with us. That's interesting. Ooh. I don't think we've ever had that before. That's wow. Did want to mention that it is Adult Autism Awareness Day. That is an important one. Wanted to take the time to mention that. We focus on young people quite often. We have no idea how many of our fellow adults are running around right now with autism that don't even know it. Because it was not diagnosed or something like that.
Yeah, and just have learned to deal with the way that their brain is different.
Yeah.
To be able to function in society.
Do hope and do wish for awareness and grace for that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody celebrating a birthday out there, we wish you a great one. Robert Hilke, have a good birthday.
Yeah.
Leah, have a good one. Mark, have a good one. And our qualifier, Darcy Laudenbach, have a great birthday. Enjoy your day.
Happy birthday, everybody. Head over to Misty's, get some pie.
Yeah, yeah. Take a listen to Melissa's news and get yourself to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The man accused of killing the owners of Union Star Cheese Factory appeared in court yesterday. Eric Metzig, age 25, of the town of Wolf River, is facing two counts of first-degree intentional homicide in the deaths of his parents, David and Jan Metzig. The couple in their 70s were found dead in their home with gunshot wounds. One of their other sons found them and called the police. News 13 reports Eric Metzig's trial will move forward. He is being held on a $1 million cash bond. He will be back in court on May 30th. The search for two missing teens in Lincoln County was complicated by teams of volunteers combing the woods. 17-year-old Aiden Griefy and 16-year-old Dakota Johnson were last seen early Sunday morning. Freelance groups started searching the woods, interfering with police efforts. Vehicles are now stuck on roads and trails, restricting police access. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office released that two bodies were found in the Oneida County Forest on Monday. No confirmation if the two cases are linked. The search for the two teens continues. Caregivers need support. Governor Tony Evers talked with Civic Media's Empowered Caregiver hosts, Liza and Kristen, about how the lack of caregivers will hurt the economy.
We will have people leaving the workforce in droves, and that does not help our economy.
He stressed the importance of the Joint Finance Committee's role in supporting caregivers.
We need to have the Joint Finance Committee in particular to understand how important caregiving is and how it's really important that we provide the resources that they deserve.
The governor said this is a priority, not a Republican or Democrat issue. The Adams County Sheriff's Office has issued a continuing flood warning for areas below Castle Rock Dam in Adams and Juneau counties. Minor flooding is occurring, and minor flooding is forecast. The river is expected to fall below flood stage by Friday afternoon and continue falling until Monday evening. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
What is a Moravian? Someone who seeks to love God through Jesus Christ and love others. Someone who tries to live out their faith every day. At the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, our mission is sharing Christ, serving others. One of the ways we are serving is to provide a place for the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, a weekly celebration of crafts, treats, and amazing people brought together to share their handiwork and passions with you each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through April 29th. We invite you to come check it out. All are welcome.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs level off around 47. Today, under clear skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear. Tonight, lows dip down to about 29. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 44. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Thursday, chance for scattered rain showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I know I can dance. I believe Melissa can dance.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know what Phil Collins and Genesis are talking about here.
Me either. I've never heard this song.
Oh, it's I Can't Dance. I don't know if it's, I think it's Genesis. I don't know if it's Phil Collins or Genesis. One or the other. Melissa and James here with you, 8:43 on the clock. Got some good stuff coming up for you here. This is an interesting one from Mickey D's. As far as fast food news goes, this is about as big as it gets.
Really?
McDonald's is changing its burgers, including their Big Mac recipe.
What?
They claim all the changes will make their burgers better, and the fans should be excited.
Okay.
Here's what's going to be happening at all of the McDonald's. This is every
McDonald's.
McDonald's,
what are you up to?
The Big Mac is getting more Big Mac sauce. A writer for People magazine tried it. She says it makes it more like a messy pub burger than a, quote, run-of-the-mill drive-through thing.
Okay, I can get behind this.
The buns are changing, too. They'll be softer than before. McDonald's describes them as pillowy buns that are freshly toasted to a golden brown.
So almost more like a brioche bun.
Sounds like, a little closer to maybe a Culver's bun or a pub bun. Right. Yeah, sticking to that theme.
Mm-hmm.
The cheese will be meltier. It's not clear if they're changing the type of cheese or just melting it more. The onions are also changing. Instead of tossing them on at the end, they'll add them to the burger on the grill to create a more caramelized flavor.
Okay.
I got to be honest right away. I'm not a McDonald's person. Mm-hmm. I don't eat McDonald's very often at all, if ever. But this, like that right away told me I'm never having a McDonald's burger again.
Because you don't like fried onions?
I don't like onions. I don't like onions on my burgers. I always ask for my onions off. Onions are one of those things for me. That if one onion, one little sliver of an onion ends up on my burger, I taste it in the whole burger. I hate it. I can't stand it.
I suddenly have so much sympathy for you.
I hate onions.
I really feel bad for you,
really,
James.
Really don't like onions. That's, really not a fan.
How do you live?
Not well. Not well, Melissa. Not well.
I mean, okay. I know I can't really have cheese, but if I couldn't have onions... Man,
I don't
you have
know.
A sad, sad life, James.
I will admit that they don't have a great effect on my system. I don't know what it is, but they don't affect my body very well. And so they've done this to me since I was a little kid. I don't know if I am allergic to them. I just know that they have never sat well in my body.
Okay.
And I just don't like the taste. I don't like the flavor. Now, you can't really taste onions. And owning this completely, White Castle is one of my favorite burgers in the world. And they've always put onions on there. And I've never tasted them. But the onions do affect my body. Though they
okay.
do, I don't know what it is, and I don't want to get into too many details here, but they do not fit well with my body.
Okay, that's fair.
The changes don't just apply to Big Macs. They also apply to regular hamburgers, cheeseburgers, double cheeseburgers, and McDoubles. So they're revamping a big chunk of their core burger menu.
Okay, but they're not changing the burger itself.
Doesn't sound like it. It sounded like, at first, I thought that they were changing the meat.
Right.
It doesn't sound like they are. That's my biggest complaint with McDonald's is the meat. So, yeah. The new burgers are already being rolled out in the West Coast. Denver, Seattle, Phoenix, Las Vegas, and L.A. also have them. They'll be everywhere else by the end of next year.
Okay.
They're also using it as a chance to bring back the Hamburglar. They posted two 15-second ads where he scoops out the new burgers through binoculars and then steals them. The last time they used him in ads was back in 2015 when they went with a weird humanoid version, just a guy in a mask. That didn't go well. But they went back to the cartoony version this time. So
okay.
they have brought yeah. back the hamburger.
And that's nostalgic for many of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is probably a smart move by them in some ways, because how many people who, if I go to McDonald's and it's not breakfast time, I will always get a Big Mac
mm-hmm.
because it's the easiest thing for me to order on the menu without cheese. I don't have to worry about ketchup. And often I'm always tempted to get an extra side of Mac sauce.
Yeah.
Because it's good to dip your fries in,
mm-hmm.
But also more mac sauce on a burger is always good. I think it's a smart move.
I would rather have seen them working on their meat than any of this.
Well,
but you know, I agree with you. And this is, I'm sorry, you were going to say something.
I was just going to say, from their point of view, mm-hmm. cost effectiveness, this is cheaper.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
them.
Very true.
And then that's the next question: are prices going to go up?
Yeah, because they didn't mention a thing about that. And
nope.
the fact that they didn't mention a thing about that tells you that I would be shocked if
all
it
of
didn't
these
go
good
up.
Changes are coming.
Yeah.
Side note, prices are increasing.
Yeah, yeah. Because if they don't say it, then they are. That's the way that it works. That's in every other form of advertising I've ever seen.
Well, and unfortunately, you know, we're kind of becoming, I want to say, a little numb.
Yeah.
To the fact that prices keep increasing.
Yeah.
But take a step back for a second and look at who's getting the profit from all of this. All of these big grocery stores are making huge profits. The egg companies are making huge profits. Mm-hmm. They're profit gouging.
The CEOs, they're the only ones making money off of this. It's not the farmers. It's not retailers. It's not certainly, you know, not people working for, you know, the checkout lines or anything like that. It's the CEOs that are making money
not
off
the
of
employees
this.
at the restaurants.
I will, to give credit where it's earned, I do think McDonald's has always been really good at playing offense and not defense, getting ahead of curves, being ahead. They were getting into the green thing long before. They were offering salads long before a lot of other people were.
Having college savings accounts their employees. I mean, they're not doing everything wrong.
None of this made it sound more appealing to me as somebody who, like I said, doesn't go to McDonald's once a year, possibly, or something like that. But they're not necessarily worrying about the people like me. Right. They do a pretty good job of taking care of their core audience, which is massive.
Right.
It's huge. They're the biggest game in town when it comes to fast food, and always have been. As long in our whole lifetimes, they have been.
It does sound like they're putting more on their employees.
Absolutely.
Because adding onions onto the burger on the grill, that's another step, another process. It's messier. And having meltier cheese is messier. It's not going to make me buy more Big Macs, but I'll try one.
I'm glad that comes up because I thought about this with Subway. We did the story a little while ago. Subway is going to be doing the Jimmy John's thing where they're going to have cutters in there now. And you're going to see them cutting the meat and everything. And, that's great. But they're not, like, are they going to train these people? Like, they gave no heads up on this to their, you know, corporate, to all the satellite
The
Subways.
Franchises.
Yeah, all the franchises and everything. So what's going on with that? There's a word that they're not helping franchises with the expenses of that. Like, I don't know that for sure. That's not a fact I'm reporting. I'm just telling you what I've heard from people who run these franchises.
Well, because there's a lot of training that you got to do if you're going to operate a meat cutter.
Especially, it's not like every Subway has a 30-year-old at it. Like, there's a lot of teenagers working those things and
also,
stuff.
Well, there's also cutting meat, operating a meat slicer. You have to have the training. You have to be a certain age to do it. You have to be a certain age to clean meat slicers.
Right.
So, I mean, if their employees are all high school students, that might be problematic.
Going to be, hopefully, you know, they are putting training in those things forward. We'll see. We'll take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota,
the fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota,
we are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Family Natural Foods is proud to serve our wonderful hometown. They are a family-run business committed to providing personal guidance to help customers meet their health goals with reference books, natural supplements, and 75 years of experience. You will find organic, local, grass-fed meat, sustainable seafood, gluten and dairy-free products, fair trade coffee and tea, and essential oils. Come visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 47. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 29. Tonight, mainly clear. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, highs around 44. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms. Thursday, chance for scattered showers. On Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. CBS News will come in and do their thing. And then, of course, we're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Lana from Let's Create.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about her. She is a local crafting. She has a local crafting boutique. She's got some fun things going on over there. We're going to talk with her in just a little bit.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Right now, who doesn't want to live longer? Well, good news and bad news time. The good news, a groundbreaking new study by a neurologist, brain doctor. Neurologist at Johns Hopkins University and a team of Google figured out a pretty easy way to help you live 10 years longer.
Okay.
Now, here's the bad news. There's about to be a whole lot more really bad art and signing on social media and singing on social media. Okay. Dyslexia sucks. The study found that you can live 10 years longer just by spending about 45 minutes a day doing some kind of art you enjoy.
Hey.
Whether that's coloring or painting or dancing or singing or knitting or writing poetry or anything. The researchers found that when you really get into your art, the amount of stress chemicals in your body drop fast, and that leads directly to a longer, healthier life, especially if you're doing this every day. Now, they also admit that it doesn't have to be, 45 minutes exactly, but committing 20 to 45 minutes a day to something creative.
And it probably doesn't have to happen all together.
Yeah.
Like, space it throughout your day.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that. Yeah, that's a big part of this article, because not everybody has a half an hour to just sit there and, color, old coloring pictures or something like that or anything. Another part of this is that needs to be noted, too, is they're talking about creativity, problem-solving sort of things. So, say you're a mechanic. That counts. That, you're repurposing an old vehicle or something like that. Get out in the garage, work on that for a half an hour. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing. You're being creative. Creativity is not just drawing or writing or singing or
painting
anything like
that. Painting or dancing. It can be in the kitchen.
Yes.
Come up with a recipe on your own.
I think maybe you're a parent out there and you're like, I don't have a second to breathe. I don't have a second to go to the bathroom. How am I going to spend 20 minutes drawing or something like that? You're working on dinner for, you're thinking about what to make for dinner tonight or something like that. Get creative.
Sure. Let your
creative.
Open up your pantry.
Yeah.
Say, all right, toddler. Choose something. It'd be like your own Chopped episode.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, great idea. Yeah.
And what are we going to make with jelly, crackers, and Brussels sprouts?
A little ketchup, maybe, throw it in. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Or everything's red. Like everything we need to make from dinner, from the packaging to the actual product itself. Dinner can only be red.
I talk about this with my students. So good. That's so good. I talk about this with my students from time to time, because some of them are coming from walks of life. Like we've had a couple of attorneys who want to be better. They just graduated law school. They got all the knowledge, but they are nervous as all get out about getting in front of a jury or getting in front of other strangers and
right, public speaking.
Yeah. So we help a lot of people with public speaking and feel more comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them will come into, I'm an attorney, I'm not creative. Like, anytime you're trying to defend your client or something, you're researching how many different cases to find that this one applies to this, and your opening statement is not written for you. You write that. You write your opening statement. You're a creative.
Mm-hmm.
There are creatives in every field. It's actually harder to find somebody who's not a creative, who doesn't use creativity in their work than not.
Let's theorize for a second here, because I'm interested about this topic that you brought up and the fact that we're looking for ways to extend our life, mm-hmm. right? I mean, obviously we have for as long as humans have been alive.
Yeah.
But if we look at the life expectancy in the United States, it's actually been going down over the last few years.
Yeah.
I don't know, James, and I'm going to throw out there a what if question mm-hmm. here, just something to think about. We have less art in schools. We have less music in schools. We have less of it in our lives. We rely more on something to entertain us, television, you know, whatever the medium that is. Are these two things somehow connected?
Yeah. I don't believe there are coincidences in life. And I think that when you have these things show up and your gut is telling you something, it's right. And I think you're completely right on the right page with this one. We need more of that in our life. We need that. We need more of that in our kids' lives. We need more mm-hmm. of that. More of that funded. More of that supported. More after school programs need to be funded. Need to be supported. Our boys and girls clubs. Our we need more of these things. We also need health. We do need health care. But child care is what I wanted to say. We need child care. Not